This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Elvis Costello tickets on the line today. Of course, this song was... It's a hard one to talk over. Going to have to go to my Jim Nance voice. Tiger on 18. Tiger for the Masters. No one's ever had a better low voice. Not low, but not loud voice than Jim Nance. Hello, friends.
A whispery voice?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like, not a whisper, but he's kind of being like the courteous, soft voice.
Well, you know what's always cracked me up?
I'm not speaking too loudly because I don't want to distract anyone, but I am speaking with urgency.
Yeah. And
it's
I don't think he needs to. He doesn't need to do that, but he does it because it fits the golf thing.
Yeah, the golf. What would you call that? The golf
culture.
Je ne sais quoi.
Milieu.
Yeah, the golf. Yeah, all the...
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, I just Love laughed it. Like an old golfer, didn't I? Oh,
look at that. All right, welcome.
The golf milieu taking over the studio now.
Good Richie. Richie's in a great... Ever since John got a girlfriend, he's in such a better mood.
It's a beautiful
he's
song.
Just in a better mood. We welcome Ruben Amar. By the way, Ruben with us today.
Ruben Amar Jr. in studio is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto, 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJ'sTire.com.
Ruben, we're going to talk...
CJ'sTire.com.
We're going to talk draft and the Phillies and the whole deal, wouldn't you say John's been in a better mood the last 6 months with the girlfriend?
I see joy in his face.
Yeah.
Last 6 months, I think it's
well, whatever.
It's got to be less
when joy visits.
That.
Well, whatever.
Feels like it's been a day.
There
we go. A day. Hours.
Oh, look at that.
Look at this guy.
Hours. Do you see the smile on his face? If you watch on YouTube, you can just, like, you can't hide it. Like, the grin is just.
Newness. It's like he's got a glow.
Yeah.
He's glowing.
But that's the thing. That the short-term memory loss thing, it really does. That glow is easy.
Wait, are you saying that's helping you?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Kidding.
Okay.
What was that movie that...
it was good.
It's not that bad. It's not bad at all, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Good comeback.
How about that? All right, Rube, the draft. What'd you make of Howie? I know, Howie's your boy. Are you and Howie, like, friends?
Do you get beers, hang out?
Would you say you are official friends?
There was a time when we spent a little bit more time together.
Oh,
wow. Not as much
now. Is he a good hang, Howie?
He is a great hang. Yeah, he's a great conversationalist, good dude. He's a dude. He's a guy.
Yeah. Which you clearly are. One thing getting to know.
Oh, Rube's a dude.
Ruben Amaro is just a fella.
I don't know about that.
He's a guy.
He's a pal.
Northeast born, man. Northeast Philly.
Who, you or Howie?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a guy.
All right. What'd you make of... What'd you make of Howie in the draft? What hit you?
I mean, I think that he did a great job, as he normally does. I mean, the proof is in the pudding when the guys get on the field and you know, prove what they can do. I love the first two picks. I really did love the first two picks for a couple of different reasons. One, he dealt with some needs, and he got great quality people, like people who want to be here and to be champions. And I think that's a big element that he studies and that his people study. They want champions. And, you know, the only way to be a championship team is to have championship type players and people in your organization. And it just seems like, especially with Jahad Campbell, I mean, I love this guy. I love this guy. I don't even know him. And you know, the fact that he's got Philly roots, that's a big
thing. So I'm excited he's here. I will give you something interesting. So John McMullen, who does a really good job covering the Eagles, put out something yesterday on Twitter. And I know, John, you often push back on injury stuff. But, you know, Campbell did fall to a large extent because of injuries. And here's something John McMullen said yesterday. This is an Albert Breer thing. So McMullen says, somewhat concerning note on Eagles first-round pick, Jahad Campbell, from Albert Breer. So here's Albert Breer's quote. Quote, I'd say Howie's first-round pick this year, Alabama linebacker Jahad Campbell, is a little like 2 years ago with Jalen Carter. Now, you might say, well, that's a great thing. Of course that'd be a great thing. But here's what he says. In both cases, there was a reason why the guy was available. With Carter, it was a checkered off-field history that Philly felt well-qualified to manage. With Campbell, it's his shoulders and knees. Yes, plural, on both counts. Shoulders and knees.
Oh, that's great.
And again, this is one where the Eagles are more equipped to take on the risk than others because they don't need the pick to hit. But just be aware. Like,
everybody needs the pick to hit, don't they?
Well, I think he's saying the Eagles are so good even if they have a mishit. It's like Adam Eaton.
I see what you did there.
That's the quick wit. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
That's quick witted right there.
That's
right?
I've been thinking about that.
Why are we just hearing about the knees now? Right? We have not heard. Am I crazy? This is the first we've heard about the knees, right?
And James, like, and you know what, James, you weren't here on Friday. Was that one of your days that was a real vacation?
I was here for the first 2 hours on Friday, and then I had to go catch a plane.
Oh, that's a whole nother matter, wow. Whether that should count as a half day.
Oh, wow.
That's a whole nother matter, boys and girls.
Do you ever take Fridays and just disappear on a Friday?
Yeah, you know what I do? I count it as a vacation day.
What do you want me to do? Yeah. I was here. I showed up.
But all jokes aside, I did reference on Friday, obviously being excited with Campbell, but said, like, he did fall quite a bit because of something with injury, and now you hear the shoulders and knees. Just tuck it away. You know, you never know where a situation
Eagles
like this goes.
They have drafted injured players that
they have. And sometimes it works,
Sometimes it doesn't.
You know, so just be aware of it. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on the Birds. Couple days, of course, from the draft, and obviously with the opportunity to win the Elvis Costello tickets today. We'll get into the Phil. Who the Phil's playing? Someone help me out. Forget
Nationals.
Come on.
Ah, that's a sweep.
Now that, you know, they've been playing pretty decent baseball.
They got Scherzer?
No.
The guy who's pitching today is one of the better left-handers in the league.
And they struggled against him.
Mackenzie Gore had 13 punch-outs.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. That guy was good.
Filthy. Now, there was shadows.
That's right.
But.
The shadows game.
Yeah, I remember it.
That was the shadows game.
All right, let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Gary, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
Quite well. Apparently, I got a new tennis coach.
Hey, look at that.
I'm going to be so ready for this, man.
Apparently, that makes up for Jack having played tennis in high school.
Well, I mean, I'm not that worried about it. I mean, what high school did he even go to? Yeah, so exactly.
I don't know, but he played tennis
Ruston,
in high school.
I believe, was his high school.
He didn't go to an athletic powerhouse like the Prep. All right? He made it at Ruston? The school's name is Ruston?
What did
he
think? So I could be wrong. This is me pulling from the pod. No. I think it's Ruston. I could be wrong. That's what is sticking out in my head.
Where did you play tennis?
I was on the 231 track team. Soon as the school day ended, bang, right out the door. I'd run out the door. 231
Sprint
track.
Out the door.
Sprint.
Right.
And pull the groin. All right, Gary, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, just
imagine
being a big fan, you don't
have
a Christmas twice a year?
Wait, say that again?
Sort of.
Imagine being a big fan, you have Christmas twice a year because all the toys that Howie's giving them.
Well, yeah, but understand why. They lost a ton of starters on defense. They didn't lose a ton of starters on offense. They lost one starter on offense. They may lose a second. That's it. Defense, man, I don't want to say got it because they kept a lot of really good players. But they lost about half their starters, and they were above-average players. Darius Slay wasn't Darius Slay from 5 years ago, but he was still pretty damn good, man.
You know why that was all about. That's all about 2 years from now. Next year of the bigger contract that you got to shovel out. That's all that stuff.
That's not all it was. That was part of it. That's not all of it. Gary, you can't keep everybody.
Exactly.
But I'm saying it's not just about 2 years from now and re-signing Jalen Carter and all that. I mean, they might not keep Dallas Goedert. I mean, you just can't have every, you know, as Mick said, you can't always get what you want. Now, he's right. Sometimes you get what you need. Sometimes you don't.
It's far as Goddard goes, you know, we thought the writing was on the wall that he was gone, but evidence shows that he's not going anywhere for this year anyway.
Well, I'll say this. Evidence shows, in my opinion, that they want to keep him and they're trying to keep him. That's what evidence shows, but we don't know yet what the outcome will be. Gary, give me a great fictional athlete.
I'm going to go with Roy Hobbs.
Roy Hobbs is a big one. Except, give me the except. Except what? Come on, Gus. You got to know the natural. Roy Hobbs is a big, great answer, except when he's dating Memo. And then he can't hit the baseball. I mean, you got, there's a whole stretch of the movie where he can't hit the ball.
So much to me. You know what? It used to matter a little bit, and then when you started being, well, obsessive about the natural, it made me care even less.
I can imagine.